Next Interview, the website where you can find information about how to build a resume, cover letter, and the interview preparation process. Today on Next Interview, where you can find information on how to build your resume, cover letter, and interview preparation process, we are going to cover how to write a resume. Getting hired is essentially a cat race. You tend to find yourself competing with a lot of people, many of whom have exactly or more qualifications than you do. The race is often to get offered an interview, and your resume plays a big part. This, of course, means that your resume has to be top-notch for you to get your foot in the door. A lot of people think that a resume is just about listing your qualifications, work experience, and titles, but there's much more to it. A good resume is not just about listing your qualifications, experiences, and titles, because many of them turn out to be irrelevant to that particular job. For your resume to resonate and be relevant to your employer, you need to be able to point out the particular qualifications, experiences, and skill set you have that a particular employer is looking for. So here we're going to go through the steps to writing a good resume. Step number one is choosing a format. There are three basic formats that can be used to write a resume. Your choice of format should be determined by your qualifications and experiences, as some formats highlight a part of your resume more than others. The following formats are good options to use. The first one is reverse chronological format. This is a very common format, but it is traditional and very familiar to potential employers. This format emphasizes your work history and experiences. As the name implies, it lists your most recent roles and positions first, and from there you go on to your least recent job or role in a reverse chronological order. The next format is functional or skill-based format. This sort of format highlights your skills rather than your work history, which is good to use if you're considering changing careers or you have noticeable gaps in your work history. It is also useful if you're applying for an entry-level position. However, one disadvantage of this format is that potential employers might think that you're hiding something. So the last format is the combination format. This sort of format generally emphasizes transferable skills and is mostly used by experienced professionals. However, this type of format isn't regular and is not advisable for entry-level candidates to use. A combination resume, as the name implies, tries to combine the benefits of a reverse chronological resume and a functional one. It highlights both skills and job history. This resume style, as earlier stated, is used by people who have a high level of both skills and extensive job experience. However, combination resumes can be long and tedious to go through. Step number two, what information do you want to include? When writing a resume, one of the biggest problems is what sort of information to include. Here are some things that should absolutely be included in your resume. The first thing you should include is your contact information. This is one thing you should never forget to include in your resume. Your name, email address, LinkedIn URL, and phone number are absolute musts to include. Anything that does not explicitly fall under this is a stretch and should ideally be withheld, except if asked for by your employer. The next thing to consider when constructing your resume is whether or not you're applying for a high-level position. In this case, it is possible that employers do not have the time to look through a long resume, so it is important to have a proper summary. A professional heading or summary is very important, as it is likely to get more attention as it is at the very top of your resume. Summarizing your important and relevant qualifications and accomplishments can help give your employer an early feel of the deal they are getting by hiring you. The next step is the title. A good resume title is a short phrase that highlights your value as a prospective candidate. This allows you to shorten all your experiences, qualifications, and titles into a short statement that tells your employer exactly what you are all about. The next step is your work experience. This is really important. While it is important to state your work experience, it is also important to highlight why you think your work experience would help you perform excellently in the role you are applying for. The next step is skills. It is important that you include skills that you possess. However, these skills must be relevant to the job you're applying for, or else it's needless information. Step number three is the layout. Questions such as how long a resume should be, what font should be used, and all the technical questions such as spacing, lines, and margins that come with creating a Word document will be answered here. The first question that should be answered, of course, is the matter of length. How long should your resume be? While your resume length mainly depends on your level of qualifications, skills, and work history, it is also important to note that most employers find inordinarily long resumes to be tedious. Most employers are okay with a one-page resume, but it could be two if you have a lot of experience and qualifications that pertain to that particular job. Headings. The kind of headings you can draw attention to are the achievements that you want to highlight. A good example is a "Most Proud Of" heading. This helps you combine your personal and professional achievements into one title. Another good heading to use is "Volunteering." This is one heading that many employers look at because it tells them to what extent you are willing to carry on an extra workload. Spaces. This is important because it contributes to the overall aesthetic of your resume. A consistent amount of white space on your resume is advisable. You should also avoid large open spaces and too much clutter. Fonts. It is important for a legible and professional font to be used when typing your resume. Having replaced Times New Roman as the default Microsoft Word font, Calibri is a good option for a safe and readable font. Margins. The standard rule regarding resumes is to set your margins to 1 inch on both sides to create a well-balanced look and design. Writing a good resume is something that must be done if you have any hopes of landing a good job. Following the guidelines in this article would surely point you to the right direction and allow you to create a proper resume for yourself. This was How to Write a Resume on Next Interview, where you can find information on how to write your resume, cover letter, and the interview preparation process.